And in Russia, the battle between the government and a group of wealthy business leaders continued today. In a Moscow courtroom, one of the world's richest men, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and his colleague Platon Lebedev sat in a customary metal cage as they were tried for fraud and tax evasion. The two men are senior officials of Russia's largest oil company, Yukos. The firm owes $3.4 billion in back taxes. Joining us now is Michael McFaul. He's an expert on Russia and a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Welcome to Day.
Thanks for having me.
Is this trial simply a tax evasion matter, or is the Russian government trying to prove a point here?
No, of course it's not simply a tax evasion case. If that were the case, then hundreds of businessmen and maybe millions of Russians would have to go to jail, because these men evaded their taxes at a time when the laws on these things were quite murky. You know, whether they're guilty or not, I don't know. What I do know is that they were singled out because of their political ambitions, and because they represented a threat, if you will, to the political power of Mr. Putin.
And not simply because they were so wealthy.
No, although that has something to do with it. I mean, President Putin is a kind of paranoid guy. Let's remember, he's already won two elections. He has approval rating of about 70%. He controls the Duma. He controls the upper house of the parliament, the Senate, their equivalent of the Senate. And yet anybody that has any autonomous power from him makes him nervous. And a guy like Khodorkovsky, who was worth, you know, somewhere between $8 and $15 billion when he went to jail, represented that kind of independent political power. And Putin didn't like that, and he's teaching him a lesson.
And Khodorkovsky has offered his 44% personal stake in Yukos to pay the tax debt, and the government doesn't seem interested. Why?
Well, not yet. We're still midway in this drama, and time will tell whether the government will take that. But I think the government is trying to prove a point here, Mr. Putin and his aides, that you can't just buy your way out of trouble, that the government is going to play hardball to the very end. And they're out to destroy Mr. Khodorkovsky as an economic figure, but also as a political figure in Russia today.
And what about his company, Yukos?
Well, that's interesting, because for this whole drama, he was arrested last October, let's remember. And the business community, including those Western investors that have a stake in Yukos, had always assumed that Putin was not going to allow this company to be destroyed. In the last week, it's gotten a lot more fuzzy than that. And one theory, very prominent right now in Moscow today, is that they want to destroy Yukos and seize parts of the assets of Yukos and make it part of a state oil company. And that would signal, I think, a very different kind of trajectory for Mr. Putin. So far, we've called him the liberal autocrat. Maybe he might not be as liberal as we once thought.
Well, given the fact that there is a Western interest in this company, should the U.S. exert some influence here?
I think President Bush has been very silent on all kinds of democratic rollbacks that's happened on Putin's watch. This is only one of dozens, I would say. And in many ways, I think it's not the most important. So I would like to see the president and his administration say why we do not believe that the rollback of democracy is in Russia's interest, nor is it in our interest. And if Russia wants to be a member of the G8, for instance, they have to be a democratic Russia. Getting involved in the actual case of Khodorkovsky, I think, would be rather difficult and may even make it Khodorkovsky's case more complex, because he does not want to be seen as some kind of lackey of the West, if you will.
Michael McFaul is an expert on Russia and a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.